This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About the student loan quote-unquote forgiveness, which is not really what's going on, at least according to Forbes, which is the only place I could find any details about exactly how this is going to work. Mainstream media has not been talking about what's really going to happen. They've just been talking about how great it is that all these people with student loans are going to get $10,000 to $20,000 worth of forgiveness, depending on various different factors and qualifications. But overall, it's going to be quite a bit of money that's going to just be wiped away. Except it's not. It's just that those people won't have to pay for it directly. It will be everyone who is then forced to pay for it. The only question is, are they going to print the money to pay for it, or are they going to tax people to pay for it? But either way, people who've never gotten a student loan in their life, and everyone who's been responsible enough to pay on their loans, are the ones that are going to be paying for those people that have not been able to pay for the loans that they've received. However you want to cut it, however it ends up being paid for exactly, it's going to not be just forgiven. They're not just going to wipe this off the books. They're going to total up what, according to the story here at Forbes, is maybe as much as $519 billion. And that's just an early estimate by a third party looking at, you know, whatever the government's numbers are on how many loans there are and who all's qualified for it. So,
well, forgiving all of it would make too much sense, but a half a billion, I mean,
half a trillion.
Oh, half a trillion. Okay.
Half a trillion.
Okay, I got my numbers.
What even is half a trillion?
500 billion. It's a lot.
Still, I mean, what is that? Six payments to Ukraine, basically? I mean, in the grand scheme of things, that's not a whole lot of money for the federal government.
Well, I mean, it's not a small amount either. I mean, their budgets are usually in the 4 or 5 trillion range, I think, or something like that. So it's a good chunk of any given year's budget. The federal government, by the way, had a $2.8 trillion deficit in fiscal year 2021, according to Forbes. And that was mostly comprised of COVID-19 relief spending, including stimulus checks and emergency rental assistance. The deficit amount...
Stimulus. How dare they blame stimulus checks, which were a tiny, tiny
a
little
portion
of this.
Yeah, it was mostly money that went to the corporations. That's mostly what the quote-unquote stimulus was. Yeah,
yeah.
CARES Act. The deficit amounted to approximately 13% of GDP and accounted for the second largest deficit since the end of World War II. To put that in perspective, deficits over the last 5 decades have averaged just 3% of GDP. So again, GDP is the gross domestic product. That's the total amount of money that, you know, the people are essentially generating through their various jobs and businesses. The higher that percentage is, the less likely the country will be able to pay back its debt and is at a high risk of default, and default could cause mass panic in the global financial system. Well, first of all, if anyone out there actually believes that the U.S. government could ever pay back the debt, all they need to go and do is look at the debt and look at how it has grown consistently over forever.
And isn't it impossible, even in theory,
for the
U.S. to pay back the debt because the interest never actually exists?
Well, right, because they loan the money to the... Okay, then I say they. The Federal Reserve loans the money to the federal government at interest. But like you said, the interest is not included in the loan, right? The interest is on top of the loan.
And this is where all of the money ultimately comes from.
Correct.
So there is no money that was not loaned to the federal government.
Right. So therefore, there's not enough money in circulation to ever be able to pay the principals of the loans off. So the whole system was never designed to be paid back.
No, it was designed to filter wealth and property into
Correct.
The hands of banks. And it's doing an exceptional exceedingly good job of that.
Right. And when Bitcoin came about in 2009, and you know, to this day now, they finally figured out that it is a significant threat to the status quo of money and those very banks. They are coming down as hard as they can and going after promoters of cryptocurrency, including the folks on this this very radio show, because they understand what we've been saying over the last several years is that cryptocurrency is a way out of this system. Because prior to cryptocurrency, and there was always gold and silver, but you could never really use gold and silver very effectively in commerce. That was one of the problems with it.
Now, well, gold in particular, but now there's the gold back, now, but that's very, very new.
Yeah, so now there is the gold back, and we're big fans of that, too. Anything that allows people to get their money out of the government money system is a threat to the government money system, because they need you to stay in that system. Because prior to crypto, the only thing you could really do was, you know, invest in stuff, right? Like, oh, you could buy stocks or you could buy real estate. And, you know, maybe
you didn't even own your house.
Right, get some gold, put it away in a safe. But there really wasn't a real currency that you could use. You could go to another government currency, another foreign country's currency, but that suffers from the same problem as the U.S. dollar. They're all being printed. They're all being inflated.
And they're all inferior, which is why things like gold, silver, and cryptocurrency are so positioned to beat them so effectively.
So let's see. Is there anything else we need to share from this? The government has two options to reduce the deficit. Decrease spending, which you know they're not going to do, or raise taxes. And they're not including the third option, which is to print the money. Now that
is what they'll do.
That's the easiest way to do it, because they get bad publicity from raising taxes. It's so much easier for them to just turn on the printing presses and inflate the money supply. But that is ultimately a hidden tax. So, I mean, and you could argue that that's part of raised taxes.
I feel like with all the prices going up and stuff, if they just start raising taxes a whole lot, like enough to make a big chunk, people are going to start being noticeably like third world in America.
Well, it sounds like they're already that way. So more than they're spending, the average American is spending more on taxes than they are on the actual goods and services and products and stuff.
That's
so,
right.
Well, the government lovers would argue, well, they're paying the taxes to get the health care and all that. Of course, we know they're overpaying, but.
Well, the government overpays for everything. It's not their money. They get to print as much as they want, and then we shoulder the cost by losing the value that we have earned. When they print in, you know, when they inflate the money supply, it destroys the value of what you have. So if you are a saver, if you're smart enough, and it's not, and what they do is actually make saving stupid, because if you know, saving is normally a smart thing to do when money holds its value, or if money could go up in value, it could be a really good thing. But if you save and they're inflating the money supply, it literally steals what you have. You still have the same amount of money, but it doesn't buy as much as it once did, and everybody should be able to see that happening now.
Yeah, the USD is, it's guaranteed to lose value in the long run. It may have little bursts where it temporarily goes up or whatever, but what we're seeing right now is, you know, if you had kept, you know, $10,000 in your sock drawer or whatever for the last, you know, 20 years or whatever, 20 years ago that $10,000 may have been a decent amount of money, but
30
now,
years ago it would have bought you a car.
Yeah, it won't now. It won't, it'll buy you a used car now, maybe, if you're lucky enough to be able to find one.
Right. Quote, there are trade-offs, and it's quite likely that if we spend this money on forgiving student loan debt, we won't spend it on other things that we want to see the government do, said a senior fellow at the Urban Institute. But that's not true either. This person doesn't understand that they literally have no limit. This person believes that the government is somehow limited in what it can spend, and that, oh, well, if it spends it over here, it can't spend it over there. No, no. They can just spend it on anything that's politically popular.
They can and do?
Yeah, as long as they get the votes. So if they want to spend $40 billion on sending weapons to Ukraine and then having Nazis get, you know, $20 billion out of it, they can do that.
I thought it was $80 billion.
Oh, I don't know what the total. I think
it's
it was
some ridiculous
billion.
It was 40,
right? And then they added a few billion, and then they added. It might
I thought
be
they did two
80.
Different $40 billion.
Yeah,
so
maybe
80.
So. I don't know. Who knows? And it's
insane.
Not like anyone cares.
No, I mean, no one cares.
They're going to just keep
And at
on
that
printing.
Point, it's just like when you're talking about tens of billions, it's like,
what does it even mean?
And if Ukraine needed more money, the U.S. government would send it right over.
They are. Don't you worry. They're going to need more.
I would rather the U.S. government forgive student debts than send money to Ukraine to
but
fund
they can
war.
Do both.
I know.
They're going to print out
and
enough
they will
money
do both.
To do both. And so that's pretty much the story there. Now, there was one other interesting aspect of this and that I did not know. And now, this doesn't apply in all states, but there are some states in the United States who see student loan forgiveness as income, and they have an income tax. And so when you receive $10,000 or $20,000 in forgiveness, even though you're not getting a check, it's not going into your bank account or anything like that, these state governments are saying, well, that's income. So
that's messed up.
How is that income? It's not incoming.
I don't write the rules, Bonnie. The number here is 603-283-60.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6900.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll get into the news out of Canada that Bonnie apparently has been wanting to talk about for a few weeks. We haven't gotten to the story about cryptocurrency exchanges putting in restrictions on the amounts that people can buy. And that's pretty disturbing. We'll get into that. Ian, Bonnie, Aria in the studio here tonight. We do have some great sponsors to thank here on Free Talk Live, including Bullion Max. We did just talk about silver and gold, precious metals, as an alternative to get away from the government money system. It's historically been a great alternative that has kept people up against inflation, because inflation constantly eats away at dollars, but it doesn't have the same effect, typically, historically, on precious metals. So it's a great way to protect yourself. We mentioned the gold back. They do sell those at Bullion Max, as well as all kinds of. Yeah, they do.
I don't know.
The gold back's awesome. Why wouldn't they, right?
We just showed two new people the gold back yesterday, and they loved it.
Yep, absolutely. BullionMax.com. You don't have to talk to a salesperson. You just order what you want, and your precious metal shipped directly to you, fully insured. We can get you the Silver Starter Kit at employee pricing. All you have to do is go to bullionmax.com/FTL, and you'll get 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products. It's limited to one per household, so you can get yours now. Go to bullionmax.com/FTL and get your silver starter kit today.
I really meant to bring some of it tonight.
Oh, you got it?
Yes, I did.
Oh, great.
Because it'd be, you know, a nice little supplement to the live read to, like,
yeah,
freeze the camera for a second and, you know,
right,
show it off. But they did arrive Saturday. They're beautiful. Beautiful pieces. I'm not a big fan. One of them is like the Queen of England coin or whatever.
Oh,
I mean, that's
no.
that's what you get, right? I mean, but it's silver, so I mean, it's just,
yeah, you can,
it's just
give it to somebody someday or whatever.
Yeah, well, I'll trade it with Silver Day for
there
something that's unmarked or whatever. But I mean, that's part of what makes it more valuable than just the ounce of silver. So I mean,
sure, they have what's called a numismatic value, where it's got a number on it of a date and
yeah,
design or whatever. The buffalo heads. Did you get the buffalo ones?
Think so.
Okay. Those are cool. I like
those. Those are way cooler than the queen.
Yeah.
But they're all, I mean, it's silver.
What about the, right, isn't there one with an eagle?
There's five total pieces. I don't know.
You'll have to bring it,
yeah,
tomorrow.
Oh, but in the read,
yeah, absolutely.
I thought in the read it always says like a silver eagle.
The American silver eagle is in there, and that's actually a more expensive silver piece than your typical ounce of silver. But anyway, check it out at bullionmax.com/FTL. So before we get into the crypto news, one last story about the so-called loan forgiveness. Now, we already covered how everybody is going to be forced to pay for this. It's not just actually getting real forgiveness. It's not just crossing out people's loans. It's paying through taxes or printing money for those, that so-called forgiveness. And it may be as much as $500 billion. So that's going to be increasing the money supply even more likely. So we'll look out for that. But also look out if you are in several states. According to FoxNews.com, there's a good chance that if you're living in Massachusetts, North Carolina, Mississippi, Arkansas, Minnesota, or Wisconsin, you will have to pay more in income taxes because of the student loan forgiveness.
Wait.
There's a lot of southern states listed there.
It's a bit of a scattered one, though. I mean, there's only three southerns and then
okay,
Massachusetts, Minnesota, Wisconsin. You said wait?
I was going to ask the states again. I just missed it. What are the southern states?
Southern states are Arkansas, Mississippi, North Carolina. So according to this, student loan borrowers could soon see up to $20,000 of their student loan debt forgiven in the massive handout announced by President Biden, but it may still come at a cost. State tax may be charged on student loan handout funds. The tax laws vary from state to state. Former Mississippi State College student Dee Stiegel said he recently found out he qualified to have $20,000 of his student loans forgiven. Quote, "I was very relieved to hear that relief was coming from the federal government," he said, but that relief didn't last. Quote, "Within 24 hours, those feelings get complicated because you then realize that depending on what state you're in, Mississippi, you could potentially be paying taxes on that." According to a consumer debt expert, Steve Rode, he explained why student loan handout money can be taxed. Quote, "Forgiven debt is taxed on your income tax return as though it is money that you earned."
Yeah, because the government's crazy and they can declare whatever they want and they can put a gun to your head and make you pay it if you don't. So, I mean,
you didn't get more money, so what are you supposed to pay it off of? The money you earned that has already been taxed?
I think the theory would be that
if you are being, you know, responsible in paying these loans, which, of course, a lot of people just don't pay them, right? So, but if you were paying these loans, you would have $10,000 less at the end of the year or whatever. And since you are not having to pay the loan, you now have $10,000 more that you otherwise would have paid into the loan.
But they couldn't pay the loan in the first place. That's why it was forgiven.
Well, they don't care about that.
No, of course they don't.
Mississippi borrowers making less than $125,000 per year may have $10,000 of student loan debt forgiven and may therefore owe an additional $500 in taxes. If you have the $20,000 forgiven, then you owe $1,000 in taxes.
That seems so high for state taxes in Mississippi.
And that's what it is. Pell Grants, we talked about that.
I mean, there were entire years where my total tax liabilities at the state of Mississippi was like $200 or something like that. It's not a very high tax state.
You probably weren't earning $20,000 a year.
I was earning at least $20,000.
Okay. Well, maybe they have a different category for this then.
That's true.
Anyway, Stiegel said that the taxes felt like anything but a blessing. According to ZipRecruiter, the average college graduate in Mississippi has been making just over $32,000 per year. Quote, it's not easy at all when you're, you know, trying to make ends meet and you're trying to build a life for yourself as a young person. He says it's early still in the student loan forgiveness process and the laws could change. But as of now, at least six states, they're going to be hitting you up for an additional $500, maybe to $1,000 if you're in Mississippi. And God knows how much it'll be in Massachusetts. It's going to be different in every state, right? Based on whatever the tax rates are on this type of quote-unquote income.
And taxes probably just went up in Mississippi the same way they did everywhere. So
sure, why wouldn't they?
I'm sure that if the government knew about it, then they would tax people for like their friends loaning them money and it being forgiven.
They sure would.
Oh, that's why they love Venmo and Cash App and stuff so
much.
It's
all trackable.
Yeah. Because if it's more than $600, oh, yeah, they're going to tax you over it.
Yep, so that's that story. If you want to weigh in on the student loan forgiveness, you're welcome to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. So, Bonnie, you've been wanting to talk about these crypto exchanges in Canada and how now there's some new, is it a law or are they just doing it because the government's asking them to?
At first glance, it looks like it's just the exchanges doing a thing. So why not be why be against it? It's just the exchanges doing something. But I'm pretty sure that the government is making them do it, or at least asking, which means making the exchanges do it.
Well, of course the government is. I can't imagine a business saying, you know, we're going to limit the amount of our product that customers can buy.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
This from kitco.com. Canadian crypto exchanges begin to enforce annual net buy limits on the majority of cryptocurrencies.
But they are excluding some cryptocurrencies? Okay.
Only a handful, though.
Probably like Tether and
Bitcoin, I think. Bitcoin Cash, I think, is another one.
I'm not sure if this one gets into that, but so several cryptocurrency exchanges in Canada have begun introducing measures designed to cap the annual buy limit for certain crypto assets at $30,000. Dollars Canadian? Is that what we say? Dollars Canadian?
Yep, sure.
A move that is being done in order to protect crypto investors.
This is bad news. We'll continue the story, and you can share your thoughts as well. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Now, the good news might be it may force more peer-to-peer transactions and get people off the exchanges.
That would be great.
Perhaps there's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is highlighting the ongoing fight against cancer. Biden traveling to the John F. Kennedy Library in Boston on the 60th anniversary of JFK's famous moonshot speech. The president renewing his pledge to end cancer as we know it.
I believe we can usher in the same unwillingness to postpone, the same national purpose that will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills to end cancer as we know it and even cure cancers once and for all.
Inflation may have peaked according to one of the nation's largest investment banks. J.P. Morgan saying further confirmation of a peak is expected soon. Meantime, three-year inflation expectations fell to its lowest level since 2020. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at FreeTalkLive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Coming up in the summertime, or actually, I guess just before the summer, last week of spring in 2023, ForkFest is returning to where it all started, which was before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. By the way, the Porcupine Freedom Festival was a sold-out event both this year and last year. So if you're looking to go to both of these events, you ought to get those Porcupine Freedom Festival tickets and your campsite at Rogers Campground as soon as possible. There's a good chance it may sell out, like, even earlier this time around. In fact, that rumor had it, the campground was 10%, or 90% sold out in August. So
I had heard that.
I don't know if it's true. I haven't talked to them myself about that, but it wouldn't surprise me given how crazy people have gone over the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So ForkFest is a decentralized alternative. It's a sort of a just an open camping thing. There's no organization. There's no schedule. It's just everybody does whatever they want. You want to cook for people, then please do that. If you want to put on a live music performance, by all means, do that as well. And there are ways for you to communicate with other ForkFest attendees, including the Telegram and
Matrix chat rooms, which you can find over on the ForkFest unofficial website at forkfest.party. But mark your calendar now for June 15th through the 18th. Again, those are the weekend prior to the beginning of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And better than mark your calendar, go ahead and contact Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, and lock in your RV site or your campsite or your motel room for those days, plus the Porcupine Freedom Festival if you want to stay for both. If you can afford to do both, I recommend it. They're two completely different experiences. Once again, forkfest.party is the unofficial website, and it's June 15th through the 18th, 2023. We look forward to seeing you there. So, Bonnie, you were bringing us a story that came out a few weeks ago, and amazingly, we just haven't covered it yet here on Free Talk Live, about cryptocurrency exchanges in Canada that are cracking down, apparently at the behest of the equivalent of the Securities and Exchange Commission in Canada. So this is a government-induced attack against crypto exchanges. And tell us more about what's going on.
This from Kitco.com says, the exchanges in question, Newton and BitBuy, are both based out of Toronto and have made a move to limit the purchase of certain tokens in order to comply with the orders from the Ontario Securities Commission, OSC, and the securities regulatory authorities in other provinces and territories of Canada. So that's their first mistake, having their crypto exchange be based in Toronto, Canada.
Well, it's got to be based somewhere.
Yeah, is there a safe place for these exchanges to be? I mean, there must be something out there, but the problem
is... be in Canada when they were, like, openly going after cryptocurrency wallets.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's definitely, in these bigger G7 countries, it is a highly risky endeavor to get into the business of anything that has to do with cryptocurrency. We've seen recently how here in the U.S., the Securities and Exchange Commission has been attacking various different cryptos, including our friends over at Library, and there's, of course, the attack on Ripple by the SEC, and many others that I don't even know. But they're not just going after Ripple and Library. They're going after several places. Several cryptocurrency-based businesses, and they're saying, well, you're a security, and now you have to prove that you're not a security and spend millions of dollars in court arguing with us. You know, we're not going to tell you what our rules are, but you've got to figure them out kind of thing. It's a crazy thing that they're doing. Jeremy Kaufman from Library was recently on Joel Valenzuela's show, I think it's called Digital Cash Network, and talking about how basically just being accused is like being punished by these people because they take all of your time. They take all of your effort. You cannot, if you're accused of being a security and you have to defend this in court, you now are spending your time defending yourself in court.
And money that should be going towards your business.
Right. Millions of dollars that should be going towards your business are instead going to lawyers who are, you know, probably formerly working for the SEC themselves. They're now private attorneys to try to defend you against this. And it's taken them years that they've now been dealing with this situation with the SEC. And you cannot build your business when dealing with these government threats.
And it's a complete mess. You know, as you pointed out, they're not going to tell you what a security is.
Nope.
And this is just something, yeah, and that's because they're using it as a way of taking jurisdiction over things they don't have jurisdiction over. When they when they define security, cryptocurrency didn't even exist back then. Cryptocurrency assets didn't even exist back then. So they're trying to use these definitions that don't actually apply to apply to things, and it's if they actually stop to define them in a way that is sensible, then the whole game falls apart because you're like, well, that
obviously
definition
not,
doesn't
yeah.
apply. But they're like, no, you figure it out for yourself and pay us what we say. And if you get it wrong, we're going to fine you millions of dollars.
Yeah, meanwhile, we'll go to court and take away all your efforts and times. And it's not just happening with the SEC. It's, of course, happening in criminal court. The Crypto 6 case, of course, is another example of that. You can go to thecrypto6.com to learn what happened to us. They raided our homes and studio in March of last year and have been bringing charge after charge of completely victimless crimes, making allegations about so-called money transmission and all these ridiculous things that, again, these laws were written before cryptocurrency even existed. But, of course, the state's argument is, well, that doesn't matter because we, the bureaucrats, get to interpret things however we want, and so we believe that these laws apply, and now you get to face the rest of your life in prison if you want to challenge that. So that's what it takes, right? Like, if you don't take a plea, then you go and face a jury, and maybe the jury will agree with you, or maybe they won't, and then you go to prison for, you know, possibly the rest of your life because the jury thought or didn't understand the situation.
I mean, most people don't know what Bitcoin really is.
And that is, of course, one of the biggest problems with jury trials. Originally, the idea, as I understood it, behind jury trials was it was supposed to be a jury of your so-called peers. A jury of your peers in a cryptocurrency case would be people who understand something about cryptocurrency. Those would be peers. They're people that are on the same level, or at least close to the same level as your level of knowledge on the issue at hand. That would be a peer, right? Not some random stranger that just got up from watching daytime television and they're coming in, or, you know, they work at some job that's completely unrelated to crypto and have, you know, they watch sports on the weekend and they've never, you know, even thought about what a Bitcoin is. Although now I guess Bitcoin is crypto is advertising on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but just because they've heard the word Bitcoin doesn't mean they understand how it works
mean they
or anything.
Know anything about it. So,
if we're a jury of my peers, I kind of feel like I would have to have a jury of trans people.
Right. Trans crypto people.
Yeah.
To be more specific. Now, of course, that gets difficult. Right?
Trans crypto, Satanist, and
it's going to be hard to find those people, but I'm pretty sure there's already been case law on this to basically say, no, jury of your peers just means anybody from a registered voter pool.
Yeah, that's how they interpret it, but that's wrong, that's immoral, and, you know, you mentioned the Satanist thing. Part of my whole religious belief is that I don't buy into the state religion, right? So it's very much like a Muslim being tried in a Christian court by Christians, having Christian law applied to them, being told that they violated Christian law, and it's like, how could you possibly offer up a fair trial in these circumstances?
No. And you know it's not fair, and that's probably one of the reasons why you decided this week that you were going to take a plea deal in the Crypto 6 case, because you know the deck is stacked against you. You know that it's not fair to go in front of a jury. You know that you've seen what they did to Ross Ulbricht and other people and railroading them in federal court, and you know that's what they have in store for you. So, I mean, am I right to suggest that that was a factor?
There were many factors.
Yeah. I'm sure that was one of them, the fact that, you know, I don't trust juries to do the right thing. I'm just hoping that there will be some sane people on this jury because they're coming from New Hampshire. I'm hoping that will, you know, actually help see through the lies of the federal system. Because most people take a plea, then it makes it look at a glance like, oh, well, these people must be guilty. But we know that people who take plea deals weren't necessarily guilty. They just wanted to get the burden off of them. They wanted the problem, the frustration and the stress.
Oh, they were threatened, like, we're going to go after your wife if you don't take the plea deal.
That absolutely happened. In fact, there was a recent example of this.
In Texas, yeah.
Yeah, so a guy who was selling on local bitcoins just turned himself into federal prison for what could be a 16-month-long sentence. He had registered with FinCEN, and they came after him anyway, and came after his wife.
Well, they came after him. They told him, we're going to go after your wife because she opened a bank account for you if you don't take the plea deal.
And he took a plea to save his wife on that, even though he was completely registered with Vincent. Anyway, there's more coming up here. This is...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Way that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Way existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Way supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Way. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Bonnie, Aria here in the studio tonight. Phones are open for you if you want to join the show. You can also join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. If you want to subscribe to our podcast, you can easily do that over at feeds.freetalklive.com. That will link you over to our RSS feed. You drop that into your favorite podcast client, and you'll be able to receive daily digests every single day, plus Beard Talk Live episodes from the weekends, and whatever else we decide to include in there. It's completely free, so once again, go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll also find links there to the other major kind of platforms like Spotify and iHeartMedia, in case you're already on there and you just want to pop us into to those systems. You can do that there, too. It's feeds.freetalklive.com. Bonnie, you've been telling us about some really disturbing news out of Canada about restrictions on the purchase of cryptocurrencies. $30,000 per year, Canadian dollars, per year is the new restriction on buying almost every crypto.
With some exceptions.
With a handful of exceptions.
And yes, this is orders from the Ontario Securities Commission and the securities regulatory authorities in other provinces and territories in Canada. They are putting these restrictions on these two exchanges, Newton and BitBuy, because they're based in Toronto, so they can tell them what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Says, according to a post from Newton, Ontario-based crypto traders... Oh, so it's only the Ontario-based ones as well.
I thought they were doing it for the entire country, but okay.
Hasn't said that yet. It says, according to a post from Newton, Ontario-based crypto traders will now be subject to a net buy limit on a majority of crypto tokens, excluding Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, and Bitcoin Cash.
This is really frustrating because basically it sounds like the Ontario Securities Commission is trying to pick winners. They're saying to people, well, look,
these ones aren't risky.
Right? It's risky to buy cryptocurrency, and so therefore you need to have a limit. Now, I mean, to be fair, $30,000 is probably a limit that most people aren't going to likely reach. But there are certainly some people that have that kind of money, and they're not going to be able to make those purchases, which is stupid. People should be able to invest in whatever they want to at the levels that they want. But to claim that the Ontario Securities Commission knows which cryptos are safer bets than others is ridiculous. We have no idea what's going to happen in crypto tomorrow. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, these are definitely established crypto. So I get the argument. It's like, well, they've been around a long time and they've got big followings. But the fact is, you know, the cryptos that were in the top 10 years ago, most of them aren't there anymore. They're either completely gone or they are way down into like the bottom 500 or something like that.
It's kind of hard to believe that there was a 10 years ago in crypto.
There was. Well, I guess 10 years ago there probably wasn't anything besides Bitcoin. But let's just say 7 years ago or 5 years ago. You can go back in time and look at the sites that have been tracking the top cryptos. Just jump back a few years and look and see what the top 10 looked like in 2017. It looks nothing like
that. They're different
like
all the time, not right. Even like year by year.
Yeah, well, that's true as well, but, you know, over years, they look nothing like one another. So to just presume that these are the safe options in crypto is absolutely, oh, yeah, you can, if you want to spend, $500,000 on crypto, you can do that on the Canadian exchanges if you buy Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, or these other big ones. But if you want to buy some new thing, or Monero,
that's what I was going to say.
Or, Dash, or some other cryptocurrency.
They included Monero in the list?
No, it's...
Everything except Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, and Litecoin.
Right. So there's a very small list of approved things that you can buy an unlimited amount of.
It seems to me like Litecoin is more risky than, like, Dash.
Litecoin is just a test network for Bitcoin, isn't it?
Basically, yeah. There's really no difference between it and Bitcoin except that the blocks come 4 times faster. Yeah. It's basically the only difference.
I'm just saying because... It goes down in value a lot.
Well, everything has gone down in value recently in the cryptocurrency market. That's just the way it goes. There's no guarantees in life. There's certainly no guarantees that these four are going to be winners in the future. So it's stupid on that face. Obviously, I don't think there should be any restrictions whatsoever. And it's stupid because all you have to do if you want the other stuff is just buy Bitcoin. Take that to any other exchange that's not based in Canada, and there's a bunch of them. There's plenty of what they call crypto-only exchanges.
Right.
So, like a lot of, I'm guessing the ones that are in Canada, you can probably send Canadian dollars to, and you can buy with the actual Canadian dollars these things. Well, all you got to do is send Bitcoin to any of these crypto-only exchanges out there, many of which have all kinds of obscure crap on them that are probably never going to go anywhere. And you can
like xmarkets.com.
Right, that's one of them. We've seen that exchange before when Intercoin was listed on that. So yeah, this is effectively just putting one hoop in between the person who wants to buy some really obscure thing.
And you're right, like, it's so not effective. It makes me wonder, what's the purpose of this? Like, is it just to get people used to the idea
of restrictions?
Of the government restricting cryptocurrency?
Could be.
I mean, they were doing that last year, or at the beginning of the year, when they were lying that they were able to seize cryptocurrency from the truckers. They were basically lying. They were making it sound like they were doing things that they weren't. So everybody online thinks... You know, during the trucker riots or whatever in Ontario, was that where it was?
Yeah, it was.
During the Ontario trucker protests, the government took crypto from people, and that's really not what happened. They just told people, like, if they could figure out a wallet belonged to somebody, they froze it.
And what that meant was they went to businesses like these exchanges, and they told these businesses, you are not allowed to do business with anyone using these addresses. So we know the truckers were taking in Bitcoin at X address and Y address and Z address, and here's the list of addresses that you're not allowed to do business
with. But people online just took the bad reporting about this to believe that, oh, did you know the government can just find out which wallet is your own personal wallet and
which they can't do
just
unless
take your money?
Unless you publicize right. your own personal wallet, they can't know.
But if you're one of these truck groups and you want to raise donations using cryptocurrency, you have to make that address publicly available,
right.
sadly.
Yep.
But this is all the more reason why Monero should be more popular than it is, because Monero doesn't have these problems.
And Monero did save the day for some of these drivers. They did. Some of the Monero fans went in there and helped the drivers set up Monero wallets and then were
nice.
Donating Monero to them. So, yeah, that did, I mean, there was a lot of Bitcoin donated, no doubt. But
sure.
But once the problem started hitting with the Bitcoin restrictions, then Monero came in and kind of helped out. Does your story get into the different categories of limits, Bonnie? Because I found one here at CryptoTimes.io that actually reveals that there are ways to get higher limits. So it's the average. What
oh,
is
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Your typical KYC garbage?
They definitely want to know who you are, and they're going to ask you about your incomes and stuff. What did you see there, Bonnie?
It says, those who qualify as accredited investors will not be subject to any purchase limits.
Right. And there's another category below that. So there's retail investors. They're the ones subject to the $30,000 Canadian dollar buy limit. There's a mid category called the eligible investor, and they can get up to $100,000 worth of cryptos. But as she says, so-called accredited investors can have no purchase limit whatsoever. So once again, the richest of the rich are, of course, completely free to do whatever they want to do with their money.
And they're going to make a lot of it because cryptocurrency is the future.
Yeah. And this is true, by the way, in the U.S., where and there aren't restrictions as far as amounts on exchanges in the U.S. yet, but the so-called accredited investor category is, for instance, the only group of people that can get into certain investments. Yep. If you're not a so-called accredited investor, you cannot invest in many investment opportunities at all. They just don't even allow it. You can't. If you got $500 and you are really excited about some new whatever it is, I'm not talking about just crypto. I mean like all kinds of
right.
business investing, you can't get in. There's no option for you because you're not an accredited investor.
Well, if you're not an accredited, if you only have $500 to invest in the first place, you're not going to be able to significantly invest in any of these major projects that attract the...
Well, they'll have minimums, probably, as far as what you can invest in those things. But there are still ways to work around that, right? Like, there's group investing. There's
sort
of like where you're buying shares. So like if it's a $20,000 minimum investment and you've only got $500, well, what if you get together with a few friends that can all throw in and then you all kind of own shares of that one investment? That's a possibility.
Right. And these things exist. There are apps that do it.
Yes, exactly.
And, I mean, I don't think there are apps that allow you to get 19 of your friends together, but they pull you with like 19
strangers.
Random strangers.
Yes.
But yeah, they exist.
But what if you're not an accredited investor? Then can you run one of those? Like you presume. Probably would have to be an accredited investor to put an app like that together in the first place, right? So again, there's all these stupid restrictions that get in the way of average people getting out of poverty. There's more coming up here in moments. Hour number three is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.